This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
One pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
Cut
him every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shot with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
And welcome aboard.
I'm Rick DiPietro.
What is it, fish?
No, it's actually fishes, Dave. My co-host, Dave Rothenberg.
And I don't think I would do well at all in prison.
No, you wouldn't. Our amazing producers, we have the beloved RJ Santillo.
I'm still reticent.
Yeah, well said. How about the owner of a beautiful condo, doesn't have the warmth of a woman, but doesn't matter, Raymond Santiago.
It's still Patriots. Bill Belichick, and if
all right,
goes wrong
shut up.
Game.
I have to finish these reads.
So much friction between you two. And, of course, as always, we have the company with us. Thank you for getting up with us this Thursday morning. We are DNR, the R&R boys.
Shredded weed is better than Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton is very offended by that. Call us what you want. Don't ever call us lazy. Hear us every weekday morning, 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Number to call, you know it, 1-800-919-3776.
What's happening? There's nobody talking.
We have an unbelievable show planned for you today.
Take me off the chain!
Never. You'll be on that chain forever. Major League Baseball's regular season is officially over. Mets win 101 games, their second most in franchise history. And, of course, because we couldn't win one game in Atlanta, we now face the San Diego Padres in the wild card series starting on Friday. Buck Showalter announced his game one starter. Dave is a genius, by the way. Jeff McNeil wins the National League batting title. Yankees finish up with 99 wins and get the bye into the division series. NFL Week 5 kicks off tonight with the Colts in Denver to take on the Broncos. Daniel Jones was back at practice. Actually looked pretty good. We have Smashing Pumpkins tickets. And as always, on Thursday at 6:45, we have an observation that did happen in Florida. But before we get to all of that, I'd like to say good morning to a man that's not afraid to have a little fun.
At noon, I take pills.
Like that kind of party.
Wow, that kind of party, but also has a bit of a dark side.
Big fan of serial killers.
I will dumber you!
The troubling at times, yet very complex and interesting. My best friend and yours, the one and only, David Rothenberg.
I think right there is the exact reason people love Thursdays. You know, when you think of the Thursday, you think of the start of the NFL week, and you're open. Like, those are the two things that people associate with the Thursday. And again, in typical Rick DiPietro fashion, you did not disappoint. Very well done. Beautifully done.
A lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure, Dave, because
you feel
right.
Pressure with the Thursday open?
Well, yeah. I mean, you said it. The NFL is king. And then,
yeah.
You know, week five kicks off today. We're ready. And people expect a great open, man.
I think you delivered.
Listen, as long as you're happy, I'm happy.
I'm happy.
Good.
Then I'm happy. Yeah. Oh, you would have lost your mind with my intake of food yesterday.
I figured that's why there was no response. I was sending you pictures just to prove that we were being hacked and your
like
ideas
were
being
party.
Stolen. Do you know how long? Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to guess, because eventually I just had to break down and I sent it to you and RJ, how long I tried to send that exact text picture to the group chain.
So you sent a text picture determining or saying that there's a chance the Mets might start Bassett in game two. So Scherzer's going to game one, right?
Yeah, they announced Scherzer, yeah. Scherzer, Darvish.
Sure, I don't love that, but all right.
Darvish owns the Mets.
Because Darvish is terrific. And they shouldn't even be playing this game tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. So you tried, I mean, I could do that. If I could do it, I think you're probably right behind. I think it took you 20 minutes to send it.
No. It took me instantly to send it to you and RJ because you both have iPhones.
Uh-oh.
The one person in the group that doesn't have an iPhone, that completely, for some reason, just, I don't know, it's where I live, whatever, that it would not go through.
And it's I still, don't understand.
To this point, as you can see on my phone, as I'm showing you right now, still has that, the red exclamation point.
Oh, right, like undeliverable?
Yeah, well, it cannot be delivered.
But he doesn't care. I think he does it for
sport. Because the stinky droid wouldn't accept the picture.
That's right.
Again, this sounds more like an Apple problem than a Droid problem. So you just want me to join the cult?
No, I saw you yesterday on Twitter. I saw you.
You want me to join in?
He's got a lot to say.
Because there's faults with your phone and what you have to work with that I should suffer and join the same thing. I don't think that's
necessary. You have an iPad already. You already have an iPad.
Got a nice Mac, too.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Of course he does. Of course he's got multiple little computers. Of course he does.
They're good for what I use them for. I don't want to use them for my phone.
You know we're all suffering because of you, right?
He doesn't care, honestly.
How are you suffering?
I just told you.
He can't send a text to you.
Nothing comes through. I have the green line all the way up to like 75%, and then it's not deliverable. You know how frustrating it is there for me?
He doesn't care. You know what I hope happens? I hope you win the lottery. I hope you send out a text. Whoever responds to this first wins $1 million on my $185 million, and he never gets it.
Yes, because that's... No, let me stop. I'm going to stop.
What?
No.
What do you want to say? What do you want to say?
It's not so much a shot. It's just an observation.
Come on. Well, today is an observation. Let's hear it.
Yeah, today is an observation. And D-Hip at 645. What do you got?
Come on. It does not need to win the lottery to give a handout to people. Not that he would not do
it's
not necessary. Let's be honest.
He doesn't like you at all.
I don't know how that's possible. I mean, I like this guy's Venmo up on a regular. That's it. You know what? No more Venmos.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And I was going to be sending a Venmo soon to both of them.
Too.
And now I don't know. I mean, RJ, you know what I think I'll do?
I did send it, but he never got it.
You know what I think I'll do? I think the money I was going to send to Raymond, I will add that to RJ's Venmo.
Wow.
Just because I think we all really greatly adore RJ, and he deserves to be appropriately rewarded.
That's unnecessary. Incredibly kind, but unnecessary.
Well, I don't know.
I think RJ's undervalued.
Very undervalued.
Possible.
Very, very undervalued. We adore him.
He's
all
like
right.
The Special K cereal. Undervalued cereal.
How about this, by the way? So Alex is 12, the worst eater in the world. And Sherry's prancing around the house as if she's accomplished something like Gandhi. She goes, guess what? So what? She goes, I got him to eat a new cereal. So I'm thinking, great, you know what? Something remotely healthy. What'd you get him to eat? Count Chocula. I'm like, what? I said, I know I had to pour him a bowl of sugar and be impressed by, like, you got him to eat a bowl of Count Chocula? She's like, yeah, and he was okay with it. I'm like, of course he was okay with it.
It's delicious.
Could you believe
chocolate
that?
Chocolate milk at the end?
I'm like, of course you got him to eat. She was so proud. She's like, I got him to try something new. I'm like, oh, great. Thinking it's going to be, you know, like something remotely healthy. What'd you get him to eat? Count Chocula. Good for you.
Well done, huh?
Mom of the year.
Well done.
Great. Good for you. That's at the start of the school year, by the way, she attempted to make him fluff sandwiches.
Just this fluff.
Just what? Maybe peanut butter and fluff. Yes. She's like, do you see what I'm doing? I'm really trying to expand his eating. I'm like, with garbage. I mean, a turkey sandwich.
I sent them with s'mores.
Yeah.
Loved them.
And I got him to eat the Nestle's Crunch Bar. We're really progressing here. Oh, my God.
He's worn her down to the point where anything
he'll eat outside of his, like, seven things is success as a parent. That's how low the bar is.
Oh, that's too good.
All right, so Scherzer game one. Game one tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Citi Field. Should be nice and chilly there. What are you thinking? You like Scherzer game one, or would you have gone to Grom in game one?
Well, I think it's similar to what you suggested, right? Like, we just had DeGrom going game one, and then if you win game one, then you go Bassett game two.
Right.
And if you don't win game two, the guy you'd want on the mound is, I mean, either of the two. I don't know. It's the same premise, but it almost feels like a little too cocky, if you know what I mean. Like, I trust Scherzer too, but I think everyone realizes, like, everyone, it's just assumed that Jacob DeGrom is your best pitcher.
Yeah, like, but I think it's like a 1A and a 1B. I don't think there's much of a difference.
Listen, as good as Max Scherzer is, when Jacob DeGrom is at his best, which we haven't seen in a while, but when he's when Chris Bassett calls him an alien, when he's that good, he's the best, and it's not even a question. That's how dominant he is.
Well, when he's on, he's the best pitcher in baseball.
Exactly.
Right.
And we haven't seen that in a bit, but, I mean, he's capable of doing it. We know he can do it. Since he's been back, he's done it.
You think the blister comes into play here?
I think it does.
Yeah. You think if he doesn't have the blister, he's starting in this game tomorrow night?
I think you trust both, obviously. And I do like the idea that and here's the thing, though, but you got to get through this series. I think that's the hesitancy from everybody is it sounds by even flirting with the idea of going with Bassett in game two, when everyone recognizes that DeGrom and Scherzer are your best two pitchers, it's taking for granted the series that you're playing in right now. It almost feels like you're tempting the sports gods by being too cocky about the series. It's like, okay, just let's focus on winning this series first, and then we can move on to the Dodgers.
Yeah, I don't know that it's a cockiness thing. I think it's smart.
Well, like, it's a strategy thing.
But I don't have an issue with Scherzer starting game one. Like, if you were going Bassett game one, Carrasco game two, Walker game three, then I think you're that's ridiculous.
But you're missing my point. Well, maybe you know my point. But what I'm saying is even us even talking about it right now, like just having like, okay, we'll win game one and then we can pitch Bassett in game two to set ourselves up for the Dodgers series. It's almost like you feel we're overlooking a really good San Diego Padres team and already strategizing for the Dodgers series.
Well, I think that's the position you put yourself in if you're the Mets, right? I mean, this is not the ideal. I mean, think about what you would have had. Think about how, and that's to me what's so troubling about this entire process. You would have been off. You could have set up exactly like you wanted, and you would be playing either St. Louis or Philadelphia. Now you're staring at the Padres, who, in my mind, are at least the equal of both of those teams, and that's only to get to the Dodgers, who could be the best team in baseball.
Yes, well, we said that. I mean, that was the whole conversation about.
But it doesn't go away so quickly. Like that, it still haunts me. You win 101 games, you lead for 170 of 175 days, and now you're staring at. Oh yeah, go do Padres, Dodgers, Braves, Astros. Good luck.
Yeah, it's the hardest possible road to get to and win a World Series. And it doesn't really allow, I mean, it's not going to allow you now to really fully take advantage. Unless things go exactly how you're going to script them.
In a perfect world, what happened? In a perfect world.
Well, you win the first two.
And then Scherzer wins, Bassett wins.
Yeah.
Then you get off Sunday, Monday, Tuesday's DeGrom, Wednesday, Scherzer, right?
Yep.
So,
and then DeGrom back for game five.
And then DeGrom back for game five. So in a perfect world, but for all those things to happen, you need to win this series in two.
Yes, that's correct.
And otherwise, then you actually would give yourself a little bit of time off. You'd give yourself Sunday and Monday off.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, because again, as a manager and I mean, as an organization, like you're not taking anything for granted. But what you're trying to do is put yourself in the best spot to have the most success. It's not like okay, we're so confident about beating the Padres that this is how we're going to set it up. It's no, Max Scherzer is, like you mentioned, he's our 1B. He's awesome. And we trust him. So he'll pitch game one, and then we'll adjust after what happens in game one. Nothing has to be set in stone. If DeGrom has to pitch game two because it's an elimination game, he'll pitch game two. And if we win, then we feel comfortable with Bassett pitching game two. I like Bassett in that spot anyway.
Because there's less pressure on him if you're up 1-0.
There's a safety net, yeah.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I have a very bad feeling about this series.
Stop with that, please.
No. No, I will not. If I have a gut feeling, why should I be afraid on my own show with you and RJ and Ray and everyone listening to tell you how I feel? Please. I can tell you how I feel.
No, but I could hear it in your voice, though.
I don't feel good about the series.
Well, no, because you resent the team right now. That's the problem, is your gut feeling has to do with you resenting the team right now. There's
a little piece
of you that hates what happened. I mean, a lot of you that hates what happened
in
Atlanta.
Hate it. Well, because you need to now win a series just to get where you should be anyway.
Yeah. Well, listen, you had the outright lead of the NL East for 170 days. The Braves held it for five. And you had the exact same amount of wins. And because you couldn't win one game with your two best starters going, you didn't control your own destiny. And you end up winning all three against Washington because they stink. And now we have a quick turnaround. Who knows if Marte's going to be back? I mean,
Doesn't you think that extra week
would have helped?
You want an update on Marte?
I can't imagine him coming back.
Well, let's find out. Here is Buck yesterday. Any chance Marte plays in the wild card round?
I'm never going to say never. We're talking about the weekend being Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? We're waiting, going to do some stuff today. Every day we take a little different try at it. you know, as far as padding and different things, trying to find that, and still waiting for the bone to heal. And yeah, you know, I think I was talking yesterday. It's kind of like, you know, one day you're going to wake up and some of that pain's not going to be there. He's one of our toughest guys, and so when you know that he can't, he will fight through about anything. But he can't swing the bat, you can't throw the ball. It's kind of hard. But he's out to getting ready. I think he's out there as we speak, trying to do some stuff.
How in the world, on a Wednesday, can he not play and they're still working on things and you expect him to play Friday, Saturday, or Sunday?
I can't.
There's no way he's playing in the series.
No, I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, I don't know how you could. I mean, Starling Marte's last game was September 6th.
But then that's a month.
But doesn't that speak to how... what a garbage job they did at the deadline.
Awful.
Like that's your best.
And that's why I feel, like I say, I just feel so sick about this series. Because A, they shouldn't be in this series, and B, they should be a better team than they currently are.
Like with the Yankees, for example, right? So, you know, Peraza's up, Cabrera's up. Like, RJ, I'll ask you with Santiago. If, I mean, Benintendi's just, like, just starting, I think, dry swings, I think. Like, if all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Benintendi's just back and says he can play, what do you feel more comfortable playing left field right now? Oswaldo Cabrera or Benintendi having not played coming off surgery?
I think Oswaldo Cabrera has to play regardless of who's healthy at this point. I think he's earned it.
Yeah, you just can't answer the question, though, huh? He asked you a point.
I think he just did. I think he said Cabrera.
You take option C.
I took it one further, that even if Benintendi were healthy, I still think...
You're not playing the game he's playing.
Oswaldo Cabrera, Dave.
Thank you.
Mm. Yeah, see, that's the point. Like, Starling Marte, he's awesome, and we miss him in the lineup, but the guy hasn't... I mean, he can barely swing a baseball bat right now.
I mean, if you told me I get 90% Starling Marte, I would take it in a heartbeat. But, I mean, there's no guarantee, and there's really probably no belief that that's going to happen. He's been out for a month, and they're trying to figure out ways that he can be comfortable swinging the bat.
And not to mention that he hasn't seen pitching. He hasn't played.
No, he hasn't played. He can't throw a baseball. He's going to now go out. Here, it's only Darvish and then Snell. Go, have fun. Let's see what you could do. Makes no sense. Not
DJ LeMay, who's one of the best hitters in baseball, and made a point that I have to come back and at least get a couple at bats.
Right.
Because I can't just jump into the postseason and expect to be good.
So let's take a break on this Thursday. 1-800-919-3776. And I guess open up with the question of, I don't feel right about this. Something feels very off to me about the Mets. I think Rick feels much more confident. What is your take? It starts tomorrow. We'll have the games right here on 98.7 ESPN. How do you feel heading into a wild card matchup against the Padres?
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Week 5 already?
Week 5 already.
Feels very quick, doesn't it?
It feels fast. But it's also nice because the Giants are 3-1 and the Jets are 2-2.
So at least there's something to talk about.
Yeah, we'd be talking about it a whole hell of a lot more if it wasn't for the Mets and Yankees right now.
Which is fine. Let the Mets and the Yankees carry us through October. And then when we hit November 1 or November 10 or something like that, then we'll fully move over to the football.
I'm sitting here looking at these spreads, man. This is going to be a tough week to
pick. Are you doing tonight?
That doesn't make any sense to me.
I know. I was just telling the guys, it the spread is so strange that I'm opposed to taking it. Jonathan Taylor's out. The Colts have looked like garbage. They just lost at home to Tennessee. They go on the road in one of the toughest places to play in all the league. The Broncos' defense is very good. There's a tremendous home field advantage, and Denver's giving three? How is that possible?
It doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense.
See, this is going to be one of these overthinking games for me.
Yeah, you say that, but at the same time, you were applauded by Jonathan Winthrop last week for taking a sketchy spread.
But I love that game. And I was right.
That game,
and I won.
You love this game.
I know, but I just, something feels weird about this game. That didn't feel weird to me. Something feels really weird about this game.
Yeah, for all the reasons that you just mentioned. I mean, the only thing that gives me any cause for pause is that Denver's offense hasn't looked right and their coach stinks.
Yeah, Shaq Leonard's not playing in this game either.
I realize that, yeah. Their best defensive player and
yeah, I don't know.
Best offensive player.
I don't know.
Matt Ryan hasn't looked right.
No, the offensive line's not that good.
Denver just came off a loss.
If I said to you rank the toughest places to play in the league, you would go Denver top five, certainly.
No, both their wins have come at home. I still might dabble. I'm talking myself into it.
Do it so I watch the game with a little more juice tonight.
Oh, okay. So I'll do you a favor.
I'll tell you what. You take Denver, I'll root for you.
Oh, great. What does that do for me? Nothing.
My rooting on your side could mean everything.
Should always root for me.
No. Why?
Yeah, because there's only one loser in this game. There's only one person that's going to have to get dressed up and then get destroyed on the radio for a day.
Who would you like? You want it to be me, though.
Not necessarily.
Oh, come on.
Not necessarily. No.
I think it'd be fun. I think it would be fun if Ray lost.
Of course you would say Ray.
Yeah.
I think RJ could be. I mean, there's some fun outfits for RJ. I think you could dress him up nice.
As a jockey with a mustache.
Put him in different spots. With the mustache, you could put him in like a garden.
I need you to stop with the mustache.
I want you to wear a mustache.
It was funny when it happened. This is like the fourth month of it. It's not as funny.
I think you and a mustache would be would if I passed the next day, at least I would have seen you with a mustache.
But we've learned some things about your hobbies, what you're into, what you're interested in. Now the mustache thing, and I'm just troubled by
what is that? What does that mean? My hobbies and what I'm into.
Yeah, you're into people with checkered pasts.
No,
because
why would they do all these documentaries and all these shows on serial killers if I was the only one that had any interest?
No, you're right.
It's not that you have interest; it's that you show tendencies that align with these people.
I don't show tendencies like those people.
You said a week ago you wanted to eat my kidney.
And mustaches are back in. I don't know if you've noticed.
I'd like to see you with one, like a little one.
I may grow one anyways.
I think you should. Please? Please do it?
No.
You're a bad guy. All right. So he's always entertaining, and I think it's going to upset you, Rick. Chris Russo on First Take yesterday. Here he is saying the Mets have zero chance, no chance of winning the National League.
The crowd wants $50 million. Scherzer makes $45 million. All they had to do is win one game, and they controlled their destiny the last week of the season. They gave up 7 home runs in 3 days, were never really in any of the ball games, and laid an egg against their own team that they never beat. And as Stevie said before, he's going to agree, gives them an impossible path as far as to winning the pennant. San Diego, Dodgers, Atlanta. The Mets are not beating all those three teams. That was a disastrous weekend. They had their two big pitchers, and the Braves knocked them off.
So that's how I feel. I feel sick to my stomach about it, and I feel like you're not getting by San Diego, L.A., and Atlanta. And I should probably stop because it's only San Diego is what I should look at and focus on, but I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Oh, I understand that. But, just like Mad Dog, you're a prisoner of what you saw in those three games. And I get it. I understand it. It's frustrating. It was all there sitting right in front of you. You got a gift. They lost. You won. You had a one-game lead going into that three-game series, so all you needed was one win with your two best pitchers to start the series, and you lost. I get it. And it's not going to be easy. It's not supposed to be easy.
You're not supposed to be this tough. I mean, it shouldn't have been this tough. If I would have told you Cardinals and Dodgers, you said, you know, we can do that.
Well, yeah, I mean it's a lot less daunting than Padres, Dodgers, Braves. Yes.
Padres, Dodgers, Braves. Brutal. Let's go to some of the calls. Mike in the car. Mike, good morning. Lead us off on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How are we doing today?
We're doing good. How are you, buddy?
Not bad. So exactly what I want to talk about is the Mets and who they have to play. Honestly, when they lost those two games, the last two games DeGrom played, I didn't think the Mets could win it anymore. Because you need your two best aces, especially with the Mets hitting, to only allow maybe two runs a game through seven. And with DeGrom allowing, you know, four runs, I believe the last two games, I thought the Mets honestly lost their shot at winning the World Series right there. Because I didn't think that they could pull through if they don't have the two best pitchers in the league right now playing for them.
I think that's why it was so devastating. I remember sitting there, I was texting the guys during that first game. And DeGrom gave up the back-to-back home runs. And I was like, what the hell is happening right now? Because that's your best shot. I mean, you walked up to somebody and punched them as hard as you could in the face, and they just stood there. And it's like, okay, now what do we do?
See, I didn't feel like that until the Scherzer game. Because, I mean, you back up DeGrom with almost another DeGrom, you know? And a guy that's as good in a big game as anybody out there. When they lost that game, I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, but it's both. I mean, it's both. It started with DeGrom and then it was Scherzer, but it was both. It was your best. You gave Atlanta your best shot. You walked up to the, I mean, it's a fight is what it was. It was a fight, and you walked up and you punched them as hard as you could in the face, and they just stood there and they said, that's all you got?
Nothing was too much for them. But let's be honest. I mean, be honest. Take a step back right now. Atlanta's the better team.
I think Atlanta is the better team.
Right. Atlanta is the better team.
Atlanta's the better team, but we always felt like, I mean, listen, just me personally, I always felt like we had the two guys at the top of our rotation that were good enough that they could make up the difference. Because they could take care of the better lineup. But
right, and regardless of Atlanta being the better team, even if they're the better team, you should be able to win one out of three.
Exactly right.
Against them.
Yeah, I mean, that's not too much to ask.
Shouldn't be. It really.
I mean,
was it
too much to ask to not get swept by the Cubs? That would have been nice.
Well, you know, if you wouldn't have gotten swept by the Cubs, you could be winning this division right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the whole thing stinks. 1-800-919-3776. I am looking forward to home baseball, Citi Field playoffs. There is going to be something really cool about that.
Yeah, I cannot wait. And we got the night games, which is good. I can't wait for tomorrow night.
You do know, though, that if one of the series, I forget which one it is, who's supposed to play at 4 o'clock on Sunday? If that series goes two games, the Mets, in fact, would play a day game on Sunday.
No. Up against the NFL?
At 4 o'clock.
That's fine, though, for us, because we got the Giants at 9:30, we got the Jets at 1, and then 4 minutes.
Yeah, if Tampa-Cleveland is a two-game series and the Mets go three, the Mets would play at 4 o'clock on Sunday. I'm just putting it out there so you have that information.
Well, yeah, but I'm fine with that. I mean, we got both New York teams will be done. Jets game will just be finishing up. Hopefully after a shocking win against Miami.
I don't think, how shocking would it be?
Nah, Miami's a good team.
It's a 3-point spread.
No, I get it. It's 3.5, but yeah.
The Giants would be a lot more shocking than the Jets this weekend.
Yeah, well, that goes without saying. I wasn't comparing the two.
Well, thank you for that.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why?
Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I don't know if you agree with this. I find weekends like this overwhelming. Just like I can't handle this much sports. It's a lot for me.
It's going to be a lot. And then you throw in the tailgate on Sunday. It's going to be a action-packed weekend.
So you got the Mets and Padres, a game you can hear right here on 98.7 ESPN tomorrow night. Fine, that'll be easy to digest, right? Because that's, you don't have anything else really going on. And then Saturday, I got to go to Ben's baseball tournament, and he has a game at 6 and 8 in the evening. And, oh, by the way, the Mets play at 8 o'clock. And then Sunday, we have the tailgate, we have the Jets game, we have the Giants game, We have the Mets game, potentially. I mean, that's a lot of moving parts. That's the day I find overwhelming.
Wait till hockey starts and basketball starts.
And that's Tuesday.
Going to be a lot happening, buddy.
Oh, my goodness. We should get another hour.
At least.
No, if they offered you 5 hours, you wouldn't take that.
No, I would take 5 hours.
If we
didn't start at 5 a.m., I mean, if it was pushed up, like if it was pushed later.
Till when? Like, what would be the perfect 5 hour block for you? 5 hours is too, that's too long.
5 hours is a lot.
And especially with me doing all the heavy lifting. Like, you just sit there, you look, no, really. I mean, come on. I got all the reads, I got all the intros, I do a lot. You just sit there, you look pretty, and then you make salient points. I do more.
I have full long, poorly written 60-second reads. Long,
but
reads.
Like two of them.
No, multiple, three, four sometimes.
Three, four. I have like 40 reads during a show.
Little snippets though.
We go to break. I send it to break. I come up with interesting teases. I'm always on the prowl for stuff. You, it's like you're a kept woman, is what you're like on the show.
I wipe it clean.
Listen. No, I'm not going to sit here and deny that your job is not harder. It is, but you're the driver. I ride shotgun, and that's how we roll.
That's right. Why don't you ever drive? At some point, I get tired of driving consistently.
No. I'll just massage you from the back. Whatever you need. Fast forward.
I would love a massage gun right into the back.
I don't need to give you a massage. I have very soft hands.
I don't know. Tell me your hands on my back.
Why? You tell me what kind of pressure you want.
You do like a Swedish kind of thing?
I could do Swedish. I could do Thai.
Would you pet me?
I could. Yeah, whatever you want.
Petting.
Call you a Superman, whatever you need me to do.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So
I got the sound. I got the sound. Can we play the sound first, please?
What sound are you talking about?
You asked for the Garrett Cole sound. I got you the Garrett Cole sound.
Rub my glutes. You didn't get it for me.
I did. No,
you had RJ get it for me.
Well, because I can't get it. I can't do what RJ does.
But don't give me this. You got it. You asked RJ to get it, and RJ got it.
Yeah, but it's so we got it.
No, that's like what I told Sherry the other night. I made the brisket. No, I preheated the oven and put the brisket in that was made by her.
Yeah, we're pregnant right now. Me and RJ, we're pregnant.
Okay. I like how you guys are now coupling. This is something we'll talk about off the air, not on the air. RJ, what did you dig up for us?
We're just playing this?
No, tell us what you dug up. Give us a little background and then play it.
So this is only a snippet, but Garrett Cole was brought to the center of the room. This is in the same ilk of when Ryan Gidge recalled. And it's kind of one of those, hey, you know, give a little speech to the boys kind of moment. And this is how it began.
That's all we have?
And everybody ran to the field afterwards.
They probably stopped filming. They're like, we can't film this. This is embarrassing.
That is terrible.
That's so bad.
Oh, my. You could think of nothing to say?
It's troubling because... the look on his face while that's happening, it's just kind of a... It's like if someone asked you to give a speech at a wedding that you just weren't expecting, and now you're tied.
Yeah, but I got to be honest, I think we'd be better than that.
I think you would be, yeah.
I feel kind of bad about it, to be honest.
Why?
He's clearly awkward. Like he doesn't want to do those type of things.
I mean, come on. Just say, guys, this is a team effort. I'm so thrilled to be teammates with you guys. I'm excited about the journey, and then you're done.
Okay, it's clear in his time here that those type of things do not come naturally to him. And it doesn't sound like he wants it to be either.
At what point did he start to put words together and speak?
Yeah, much like Garrett Cole, I don't have an answer for you.
That's all we got. That was the trailer.
When you dug that up, Rick, you should have gone until he started actually speaking.
You can't.
Like,
that's
really
it.
Putting words together.
That was all that was shared.
That was all they would share.
So they just stopped?
Yeah, well, I mean, wouldn't you? Would you keep filming?
So the guys videoing that were like, all right, cut it.
This is too bad.
Really?
Cut it.
This guy's a disaster. Let's stop here. And let's pretend that never happened.
This is your ace. Let's go get him, boys.
Oh, boy. That is weird. I hope Robert Saleh makes more sense. Do you want to hear him announcing the Jets injury report for this Sunday against Miami?
Yeah, listen, coming off a big win, we should hear from the coach.
Okay, here he is. The Jets injury report includes who? Go ahead, coach.
So Max, he's not going to practice. He's probably out this week. Quincy Williams will not practice today. He's doubtful. And then Breece Hall, Marcel Harris, Zach Wilson, dealing with a bunch of nicks and bruises. They'll be limited today.
What are Zach's nicks and bruises?
Shoots football, dealing with an ankle, but he's fine.
Oh, my God. Now he's got an ankle injury?
Well, listen, I mean, this is the risk that you run when your quarterback moves around as much as Zach Wilson moves around.
But he just came back.
I understand that. I get it. Well, listen,
he's played one game.
I mean, your quarterback's dealing with an ankle, too.
No, I get. Yeah, but here's the thing. I look at it pretty clearly and think this is not the quarterback of the future for me. So let me get through this year, and then I'm going to get the quarterback, hopefully, of the future. This, you believe, is your quarterback of the future. Rick, he's always hurt.
No, he's not hurt. This is not hurt. This is different. This is not hurt.
Okay. Firstly, he's often hurt. Secondly, on top of being often hurt, there's always something wrong.
He's nicked up. I mean, what football player is not nicked up?
Well, but being nicked up is. I mean, but he's nicked up to the point that he can't practice.
Oh, he's practicing. Limited and not practicing are two different things.
No, I don't think he practiced. I think he took like some reps over on the side.
Okay. Well, he needed some time. He's just getting back from a knee injury. I'm not concerned about it.
Okay. All right. I wouldn't love the fact that my starting quarterback is always something with him.
Stop it. Don't
what
do
you mean,
this.
Stop
There's not
it.
Always something with him. He had a couple bad injuries, and now he's back.
He's been here for a year and a few games, and he's missed how many of them?
He doesn't have mono. It's not that. I mean, this is not a Sam Darnold situation. He's back. Big win. Played a great fourth quarter. Relax. He's got a little ankle. A little nicked up.
Okay. Fine. So you honestly, truly believe this, that there's no reason to be concerned about injuries with Zach Wilson?
I didn't say that.
Oh.
I didn't say that, but I wouldn't make a big deal out of this. I mean, I don't think this is a huge deal. I think he's dealing with a little bit of an ankle, probably a little sore, and they want to make sure that there's no reason to do anything during this week of practice to bother it. I see what you're doing.
What am I doing?
I don't like it.
What am I doing?
I know exactly what you're doing.
I'd like to know what I'm doing.
You're projecting because you don't have a quarterback. You're projecting now.
No, I'm not. No.
Yes.
I think that's very unfair to put that
no,
in
isn't.
My mouth. No. Very
put
unfair.
Put it right in your mouth.
I'm not saying that. I'm not doing that. You think, Santiago, you're an honest, fair guy. You don't have concerns about Zach Wilson injury-wise?
I have a lot of concerns about Zach Wilson. It's not just injury. But, no. Yeah, that's part of it, and this is kind of concerning if you add it all
See?
To everything.
So Santiago's on my side.
Why can't you guys give me a couple days where I can just be happy?
That being said, it's not like a panic situation.
Did I say panic situation, like, or did like, I say it's just another thing?
Like Rick mentioned, it's not like he's missing games with mono or anything like that, but it's something
you
to keep an eye on.
Shots. You think he makes it through the entire season, plays every game of the remaining games?
He's already coming off an injury in the preseason, so I'm a little bit worried about that. Don't feel good about it. But again, I have
It's a limited practice. Let's all relax, all right? Limited practice.
Okay.
That's how it starts.
Yeah, exactly. Today's limited practice. Tomorrow doesn't play.
Oh, God.
Eventually, he'll be getting the veteran Wednesdays like Tom Brady does.
I don't know about that.
Tom Brady's 45 years old.
Yeah, I don't know that you can compare
and arguably,
that. I think he went a little far there.
And arguably be in better physical shape.
I hate all of you. I hate every single one of you.
How dare you? Listen, I hope Zach goes out there, plays a gem of a game on Sunday, and your Jets are 3-2 is what I hope for you.
Tom Brady might have less things to worry about going forward.
Yeah, stop taking shots. What are you doing?
This guy, he's reveling in Tom Brady's pain.
Well,
right
all
now.
I did was ask you to chime in on Zach Wilson, and now you're just going after Tom Brady?
It's right
you know
there.
Who, you know who Ray's like?
It's right there.
Ray is like Cuba Gooding's brother in Jerry Maguire. Militant, but I love him. He gets angry and nasty.
Yeah, what
where do you get militant from?
Oh, you're just nasty.
I don't think it's militant.
How do you
Whatever
go from A to C there? Like we're talking about Zach Wilson, and now you're just going savagely going after Tom Brady.
Well, everything connected to each other. So, again, it was too easy.
How did they connect it all to each other?
Zach
like,
Wilson.
I almost think there's no comparisons between Zach Wilson and Tom Brady.
Again, we went to veteran days off, like Tom Brady.
No, you went to veteran days off.
And then, you know. Again, Tom Brady's issues, which everyone is aware of at this point.
The only similarity between Zach Wilson and Tom Brady would appear to me that Zach Wilson prefers women around Tom Brady's age. That's pretty much it at this point.
All right, let's leave that alone as best we can.
That was just, I mean, that went haywire.
Yeah, I didn't realize Santiago was going to go there. But you know what? We'll get right back on track because RJ has observations and did it happen in Florida?
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
This is a knob.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with.
This.
I have you. Don't even know how to play football, all right?
Is also a knob.
That's a clown question, bro.
And these are Knobservations.
And they're brought to you by Jack Pocket. Away we go here on this Thursday.
Away we go. Whee!
I appreciate the enthusiasm.
I'm so excited for Knobservations.
So let's go! So,
since you're excited, Dave, we'll use you in the exercise.
Oh, terrific.
Dave doesn't exercise.
That's not true.
It comes so fast to him. That's what's troubling.
I want to taste the meat.
And he gets me, too. He got me on shortstop yesterday. That's just stop. Like, it's some. It just comes so
quick. Do you think my banana is not okay?
That's not a concern of mine. So
I'm still interested to see the banana.
Are you?
Well, yeah, so, I don't want to give up the meat.
So,
are you?
Dave, who won the AL batting title?
Luis Arraez.
Bleep.
Right. Luis Arraez. So, he finished the year at 316. Aaron Judge, 311, doesn't play yesterday. So, the Twins, very aware that Luis Arraez is the reason that Aaron Judge did not win the Triple Crown, they sent out a tweet.
Uh-oh.
Had a congratulatory photo of Luis. And it said, all Arraez. Clever.
That's funny.
Not
yeah,
very
it's,
nice,
it's
but,
cute.
But clever. So, Aaron Judge's 60-second home run ball. Talked a lot about it, what it could go for, how much money. Well, J.P. Cohen, who is the president of Memory Lane, Inc., I guess it's a company that buys memorabilia.
Why are we playing the Wayback Music?
What is that, a harp?
It's called Memory Lane.
Is that a harp?
That was clever.
I don't know if that's a harp. Sounds like a harp.
It's got to be a harp.
Yeah. I think it's a harpsichord.
Is that a thing?
He's just... Every chance he has.
Did you learn that on Jeopardy yesterday?
I did not.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so, you know.
Garrett, we believe in you for game one. So,
yeah, he
inspires such confidence.
I'm inspired. Leave me alone. So, J.P. Cohen told the AP that he officially offered, did you see this, for the home run ball? There's actual dollar amount out there.
$2
million. Nope. Well done, Richard. $2 million on the nose for the baseball to the man that caught it. However, a full day has gone by. Maybe he's just busy. Hasn't gotten back yet. Now, if you had caught that ball, $2 million on the table, would you do it right then and there?
Right then and there.
Apparently, this man wants to hold out for a little bit more, maybe. Or he's just busy. But I don't know what else could be
more
busy.
I think that's risky.
Getting greedy?
You get $2 million, you've done nothing. I would take that money.
Risky business.
Well, again, he's already filthy rich. He can afford to wait.
Well, he's already set the floor. $2 million.
And Santi already doesn't like the guy because he's a wealthy individual.
Despises him. Yeah. Even if the guy took the money and donated it to charity, Santi would still hate him.
I went back and watched the tape. The guy that just...
I love the guy that just jumped down.
That's what I was going to say. You know what? I don't disagree with what he did.
No, it's genius, really.
I really don't. It didn't work out. He probably got thrown out or just got stuck down there. Maybe he's still down there. I don't know. But it could have worked out. It didn't. And I think it's one of those moments that we could have looked back on. And it's like iconic, but it'll just get forgotten.
Yeah, but here's the question. I have this exact question I asked my wife. Now, what happens if that ball hits that guy and goes down there and he's in a place he's not supposed to be?
That he gets it.
What do you mean? He gets it? Can they not confiscate the ball back? I mean, he's not supposed to be in there.
I don't know. So what? But I love it. I think it's genius.
It's like an illegal touching on the sideline when the ref takes his hat off.
Yes.
You can't be
the play clock goes to zero and they just allow it.
Well, that happens, yeah. So, LeSean McCoy, shady to me and you, had some thoughts on Kyler Murray on the I Am Athlete podcast.
You know how we talk about Kyler Murray? It's like he's streaming. Should he be studying, doing that? That's who Ayton is.
He's trash.
Ayton played his role. You're like Ayton.
No, I'm saying you. Your example, and I'm saying that the player you use is trash.
Kyler Murray,
trash.
Wow,
overhyped, overrated.
Trash?
He played like a high school player. Runs around.
I think he's overhyped.
Game, runs backwards. He does a circle, the ballerina circle, then goes left, goes right, turns all the way around again, then looks for a wide receiver. He's trash. That's not how you play quarterback.
What's up, Shady?
Trash seems strong.
He
comes off like a jerk in that.
Love you, Shady. Go Birds. Stay healthy. Don't get hurt, ever.
I mean,
he's trash.
Yeah, the vernacular trash indicates you're not capable of being a good player. We could pick apart different things about Kyler Murray. I'm not sure how many people would say he's not a good player.
But that's how athletes talk, just so everyone knows.
Right. Yeah, you're either like awesome or you're trash.
Yeah,
I get
you stink.
It.
You're a pigeon, you suck, you're trash, you're awful.
A pigeon?
Yeah, pigeons, yeah, that's a hockey one.
That's a hockey word.
Watch some mic'd up hockey moments. Pigeon's a big one.
I don't know. Listen, I don't think Kyler Murray's trash, but I mean, that's a guy who's played in the NFL. I can't imagine it would be easy to play with Kyler Murray.
I don't know. Trash sounds like there's some real animosity there.
Seems like it.
And he went back, like he didn't have to. He went back and made a point to that.
Yes, he did. So you remember the Niners-Rams game mere days ago. A fan runs across the field, some device letting out pink smoke. Bobby Wagner steps in and lays the guy out, right? What did that guy do in the days following?
Filed a lawsuit.
Filed a police report that will be followed by a lawsuit.
Of course he will.
So that's an instance of, I guess Bobby Wagner shouldn't have done that.
Sue me!
But you should have been on the field. So how does this play out? It's like the drug dealer calling the cops.
Well, why should he not do that?
Lay him out?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you feel in danger.
Really?
I can't imagine this is going to go anywhere, but.
You're in his space. You're doing something illegal. He's if it was a security guard, it'd be fine. He took it into his own hands and he laid the guy out. I don't think he did anything wrong.
My question is isn't there some sort of waiver on the ticket that says when you do something like that,
you could get smashed by Bobby Wagner?
It should, but like that, you waive all protection.
I thought I was told by somebody, though, like if someone is robbed, like if someone is in the process of robbing your house and like trips and falls down your stairs, that they could sue you for falling down your stairs.
No, how is that possible?
I'm just telling you, someone told me.
If you
that.
Break in and you're robbing my home,
I think that's like a state
trip
by state
and
thing.
Fall down the stairs, now I'm beholden to you?
I think it's a state by state thing.
That is ridiculous.
Got to tell you, the security team had a tough time out there, too. That without Bobby Wagner,
he might still be running.
The guy would be home in bed right now.
Baker Mayfield.
Except for the pink smoke that just followed him all the way to his house.
Baker Mayfield's had Carolina Panthers have had a lot of problems, but the Baker Mayfield specifically had a problem with getting a lot of his pass attempts batted down this season. So naturally, a reporter in Carolina asked him if there's something he'd been doing to work on that.
If you have a drill for me, you can let me know.
Coaches have been giving you any suggestions?
It's like staying in the pocket. It's finding windows to throw, getting their hands out quicker. It's the same things I keep saying.
I know it's a little tough to hear. The question was, have you been working on it? He goes, if you have a drill for it, let me know. Things are getting chippy already down in
Does
Carolina.
Does this hit close to home, RJ?
Oh, no. I knew that's where this was headed.
You know, I take that as a compliment because, Rick and I played catch. I think if I were a little taller, I think I'd be zipping some footballs
around out there.
I
don't doubt it at all. I don't doubt it.
Maybe not
all.
As a pro, but I would have got my
I'd
look.
Love to have my balls batted.
not sure you can say that.
No, I don't think you can.
Well, so we're going to move on. Draymond Green punched a teammate.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Anything to get off that last
yeah. Real, tell me more about that.
Well, he punched Jordan Poole.
Where'd he hit him?
In the face.
Jordan Poole, Michigan.
So.
You know what?
What?
See, this is what I bring to the table.
What's
Draymond Green, where'd he go to college?
Michigan State.
Jordan Poole, where'd he go to college?
You think that's the reason?
I think this is a battle between Michigan and Michigan State. Yep.
So I guess they've been verbally going back and forth, practice picking up, basketball's back. And Green escalated it after, I don't know what was said, I'm sure it'll come out eventually, something Jordan Poole said, took a swing, hit him right in the face. Poole wasn't hurt, but I guess the Warriors are the ones who are considering punishment here.
Blah, 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 blah.
That's a fair response. All right, Raymond.
We do it when you're real in Florida.
All right, got the visual on the male. He is naked, doing push-ups at the entrance of the food store here.
Did it happen in Florida?
Because there ain't no better place in the world to live than right here, dude. It should be a two-drink minimum anywhere you walk in.
Come on vacation, leave on probation.
And you will come back on violation.
All right, so this one from my pal and yours, Raymond Dinahan.
Oh, Raymond, the great Raymond Dinahan.
Great. So, this happened actually only 2 days ago. Hot off the...
So it's topical.
Hot off the presses.
Unlike the one you asked that happened like years ago the other day.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
That's right. So, there's a man who he wants to move some pythons around. he has attained these three pythons,
uh-huh.
And he has decided he wants to move them from where they currently are, which is apparently in his possession. So he's got to cross. He's got to go out of state for this. I don't know where he's going, but he's got to get out of state. I don't know how he got him. I would think perhaps illegally, which is why he's going to take this course of action. Instead of driving them, flying them, checking them in a plane, he decides he's going to put them in his pants.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
Pants are on. Things can still happen.
So, wait, how can you, being serious, how can you put three pythons in your pants?
Well, obviously it didn't get him very far.
Stop it.
Because he was discovered by police shortly after this journey began. Rather obvious, a man smuggling something in his pants that shouldn't be there. Turns out he's got some pythons in the pants.
What do you have this, sir? Some pythons?
So I can't tell you where he's going. Obviously, it would give it away or exactly what state. But I ask you, was that state Florida?
Well, here's my question for you.
Mm-hmm.
He's obviously traveling somewhere. Is any part of it Florida? Like are you looking for he started in Florida, he finished in Florida, he fled into Florida?
Sure. I'll give you as any part of the journey. I will say takeoff or departure or arrival or landing, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you both ends.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I'm going to think he's trying to smuggle international pythons. Won't be my answer.
Well-traveled pythons, right?
Yes.
International pythons. Interesting.
International pythons, yep.
It changes the game. I don't think this is Florida. I don't think that a Floridian just throws the pythons right in the pants. So I'll say not Florida.
And Raymond.
Well, I'm going to abstain because I was also on that email from Ray Dinahan, so I know.
That's a good guy answer right there. That's a good guy answer. So, I can tell you, not Florida, close to home, departure, Queens, arrival, Canada.
Oh, wow. Wear pants. Smuggle them across international lines.
International pythons,
on a
say.
Bus, he faces 20 years in prison, a fine up to $250,000.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to give you a chance to take a mulligan. You apologize for what you just did, and I will overlook it ever happened.
No, I'm not going to be.
What do you mean, no?
Because I gave you an apology the other day for no reason.
I have. I don't know where that even came from.
Yeah, well, I have a credit.
I think for that it was to say I sucked on Monday.
You don't feel like you sucked the life out of the show?
No, I don't.
RJ, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
RJ, when we finished the show on Monday, did you think to yourself, "Boy, Rothenberg sucked"?
Now here's the difference.
Oh God!
No, I don't think you sucked. I could see where Rick would say you sucked some of the life out of the show because it was, and I understand why you were
sorry. You know what? Sorry, my team. You know what? You guys are the worst. My team leads the division for 170 days. They poop all over themselves down their legs, and then I'm supposed to start the show on Monday and be like, "This guy's what a great weekend."
No, I think the issue is that you couldn't separate church and state. Like, your football team came off a huge win. We couldn't, like, okay, end conversation here, begin new conversation optimistic. It was just negative.
I'm an emotional guy. What
I get
do you
that.
Want?
And that's what makes you great.
No. So you also thought I sucked?
No, I do not. Suck some of the positivity out? Yeah. Sucked? No. Different things.
Whatever. Let's just, you know, we'll be benign. We'll be bland. We'll take calls. We won't give opinions, and that's what we'll be.
See, where I think Rick took it too far is he actually made the sucking sound.
You are slurping on it. You know what makes me happy about that? That'll never go away. I will have that at my disposal forever.
Sometimes you just forget you're on the radio. I'll just massage you from the back. Whatever you need.
Ever.
That does not
I don't
sound.
Care about your children. Rub my glutes.
That doesn't sound great. What is it, fish?
I don't care about your children. Rub my glutes. I don't care about your children. Rub my glutes. Oh, my God.
They scored nine runs in the first day.
Oh, that was good. You've had some beauties.
Yeah. Eligibility in terms at DraftKings.com/football. terms.
Do you ever get confused?
All the time.
That's good.
Philip Seymour Hoffman has to play Buck. Has to.
Why?
Has to play Buck.
You do realize Philip Seymour Hoffman is dead, right?
I had no clue. We all have our issues.
What do you think my issue is?
I think there's a lot of them.
All right, can we get to some of these calls, please? They're all lined up. 1-800-919-3776.
Calls!
776. Thank you. Hot Take Johnny in the car. Good morning, Hot Take Johnny.
Good morning. Big shout out to the company. And how are you gentlemen doing this morning?
We're doing great. Now, Johnny, tell me if I'm wrong with this. I'm seeing on Twitter you're going to be at the big tailgate on Sunday, correct?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm showing up, bringing the TV. I'm bringing a generator. Got a canopy coming. We're going to be there.
Hang on a second. You are giving me a full HTJ company seal of guarantee that the TV will be set up, functioning by 9:30 on Sunday morning. Is that accurate?
We're doing everything we can. The only thing we have to make sure is that there's good cell phone reception there. We have a couple different providers, obviously, with our cell phones. But as long as we have good reception, I got my stereo, so I'm going to be pumping the game through the TV, through the stereo, so the sound will be really good. Like I said, I got a generator, a canopy. Yeah, we're making it happen. It's the company. Come on, we show out. You know that.
I love you, people.
Our company members got you a speech at a graduation. We are the best fans.
You guys are the best. But let's get back to the Giants game at hand. What time will you be arriving to set up this whole thing?
We are planning to be at the gates at 7:30.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we have a meeting spot prior. We're all going to meet up, so we all drive in cars together. Gates open at 8, so we're planning to be there like even before the gates open and get it all set up and be all ready.
This is Rick, do you see what these people do?
We're setting up a Zoom call between us Friday night to make sure everything's ironed out and all ready to go. Come on now. It's a company. What do we do here?
Rick, listen. Hot Take Johnny!
It's almost as if, 7:30, they're having Zoom calls, generators, stereos, cell phone reception, all of it, canopies. Hell or high water, you have to be there to watch this game and the setup.
I will be there by 9:30.
Like that kind of party?
100%. Do you think there's a chance I'm not there by 9:30 to watch the Giants?
I just can't wait to see you. I'm excited. I don't want anything to
Will
to
you
happen.
Be there by 9:30?
Probably closer, 9:30, 10.
So you're going to miss the first drive or two?
Well, I don't think I'm trying not to. It depends on what happens with the traffic. I can't control the traffic.
You're not going to have traffic if you leave your house at 8:30.
I left my house at 2:30 to get to the Jets camp, and I hit traffic.
I'm leaving my house at 5:15. Come on.
See, Johnny, you care more than he does.
Don't ever say that.
Be
How
there.
Dare you?
I'm sorry. The way you've talked to me today, Johnny, you heard the show on Monday, right?
Yes.
Did you think I sucked?
No, you didn't suck. And this is the thing: we all love when you sing,
Sleep.
And we all love when your teams win. And a part of that passion is, unfortunately, the downside. And the Mets' three losses were a lot more heartbreaking than the Giants beating the Bears. You love when the Giants win, but it was the Bears. So the downside of you being so emotional is when it's bad, you're going to crater. And you're going to be emotional. You were good on the show, but you're going to be upset. So you got to take the good with the bad. That's life. So, Rick, you got to understand and prepare coming in that that's what you're going to get from Dave on days like that.
Yeah, but you said he cratered.
You got to know.
That's not a ringing endorsement that he was great on Monday if you cratered.
Well, he cratered as far as, his anger. We know it's going to happen. We know that's going to happen.
Well, he's manic. That's the problem. They got him doing mental health reads, and they got Jay Williams doing Bosley hair reads.
Take shots at Jay Williams now.
Come on, yeah,
okay, just who I want doing hair reads, Jay Williams.
Oh, that's great. He'll take shots at Hot Take. Get your point through, because at some point soon he's going to go right after you. What do you got?
So, I'm excited for the Mets coming up. I'm hoping these couple of days off is just relieve the pressure. The team's been under pressure since the beginning of August with the Braves down there breathing down their neck. Scherzer, although he didn't pitch well the other day, he's been a big game pitcher his whole career. This is a more important game. He comes out, has a good game. The offense gets, they've done well the last few days. I know it's the Nationals, but maybe get that monkey off their back where they got some runs. Come tomorrow night, score some runs, get off to a good start, turn this thing around. They have a chance to show that was just a fluke, with Atlanta. So I'm excited. I've turned that corner, and I'm excited. I'm looking forward to what's going on. I'm positive with this team. I think they can beat the Padres in two games, and we'll see what happens with the Dodgers.
All right. Well, I hope you're right. I hope it plays out exactly like you're saying, and we appreciate all you're going to do for us on Sunday. And these guys should run ESPN, Rick.
They're amazing, man.
They have a Zoom call Friday night. They have a meeting place before the gates open at 7:30, and they're bringing a generator, a stereo system, a canopy, a large screen television. These are our people.
This is...
they go all out for you, Dave. They can't wait to see you.
They cannot wait to see you. I can't... You better get there a little early, too. Get there like 9:20. It's just so you can get settled in.
I'll be there by 9.
Okay.
Are you out of your mind? You think I'm going to push the envelope when the Giants are playing at 9:30?
I wouldn't. I'm just saying I wouldn't. I would not
going to get there late. No chance.
The people have done everything necessary to make sure that you're there.
I'm just telling you, if it turns into like, oh, let's watch Rothenberg watch the game, I'm going to be very annoyed.
No, I think it'll be people watching the game with you and then kind of peering out of the corner of their eye just to see what you're like.
That's fine.
In person.
Which is totally fine.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I don't know, man. There's a very strange spread on this game tonight. I don't understand it whatsoever. We'll get into that in a couple minutes. Maybe more than one of us will pick this game tonight. Are you still leaning towards getting involved with this one?
I'm starting to lean less.
Because it seemed shady.
I was leaning. As soon as I found out because Jonathan Taylor, there was optimism that he could potentially play, and then they ruled him out. And I was like, oh, I'm definitely going to take this game. But I don't. The fact that Denver at home on Thursday is only laying 3 points.
Shaq Leonard's out, too.
I know. Sketchy.
I don't know, man. It seems very strange. All right, Mets, Giants, Jets, all on the table. Yankees as well. So I guess I have to have the mindset that Daniel Jones is going to play in this game on Sunday morning for the Giants.
Well, I think it depends on how his ankle responds, right?
He said he feels good.
If we've learned anything, don't listen to what the player says. If we've learned anything coming out of the Tua situation is do not listen to the player. That's going to be how he looks. Does his ankle swell up after?
But they said he looked good at practice yesterday.
Yeah, I saw some video of it. He looked good. But, in the moment you can feel good. I think it's how, when he wakes up this morning and gets to the facility, how does the ankle look? Is it swollen? And then you're taking a long flight, right?
Which is not great for the ankle.
No, not great at all. But I think they should. I can't sit here every week and tell you I trust the coaching staff and then now turn around today and say that I think they would do, would put Daniel Jones in a spot where he wasn't ready. Because they can't, if he can't move around, they can't put him out there. Does that make any sense?
No, absolutely not. It's a game you don't really anticipate winning anyway. So why would you possibly risk, down the road of the season to play Daniel Jones?
Well, yeah, but plus, the situation you're currently in is they have no real, no real offensive weapons outside of Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones' ability to run the football. So if he can't do that, it's not like you feel good about him just standing in the pocket, slinging it around.
Giants win this game, and I go bananas, by the way, just to let you know.
If Giants win this game, I'll go bananas. I'll go bananas with you.
Giants win this game, and all of a sudden, I'm going to incorporate the word playoffs into my vernacular with this
team. Oh, no.
What do you mean?
No.
What do you mean, oh no?
I thought you meant wild, like you're going to run around the parking lot naked or something. I didn't know you meant like playoffs.
If they win this, I'll do all of it.
I'll wear pants.
Start taking clothes off. I'll run around the parking lot.
I'm naked right now.
The whole playoffs, all of it. If they beat the Packers. Hang on, Key. I'm singing. All of it.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, you would deserve to. I don't think there's any. I don't care how much you love the Giants. I can't imagine there's a lot of Giants fans that think they're going to beat Green Bay.
No, they're not going to win this game.
But hey, you never know. But you kind of know.
You kind of know. But again, it's almost like a house money game. You don't expect to win it. Your quarterback's not healthy. If you somehow can shock the world and win this game, craziness ensues.
Yeah, well, craziness should ensue. I expected craziness. I know it was the Bears, but still, you're 3-1. Like the fact that this Giants team right now is 3-1 is.
And not all that talented. They're 3-1 thanks to the coaching staff doing a really good job.
Not all that talented on top of the fact that the guys that are talented weren't playing. Like Leonard Williams hasn't played. He's been out.
Right. Best defensive player, out.
Kenny Golladay getting paid a boatload of money has done nothing.
You see Nick Gates is now back?
And Nick Gates is now back.
You hear Nick Gates lives in the same beautiful community as Santiago?
Yes, he also has I think he's got a two-bedroom, though. It's not a bedroom and a half.
Oh, he has the full extra bedroom?
I think he has a luxurious two-bedroom.
Uh-huh. Ray, have you socialized with Nick Gates at all?
I mean, we never confirmed whether it was actually him, but I mean, the list is very short. I'm not sure whether he actually lives there though. Never seen him.
No. Why don't you put out like a sign on the walls?
Why?
Have you seen this man?
Why would I do such a thing?
Well, then you can become friendly with Gates, and he can sway you over to the Giants.
No, if other people couldn't sway me over to the Giants, why do you think Nick Gates would?
Because you're neighbors. It's neighborly.
I was coached by a New York Giant. It's not happening.
Oh, you were? Is this the junior high school team with the number, your Dallas Cowboys number?
No, it was not.
Number six, Santiago.
Number six, Raymond Santiago.
Raymond James.
Do you put your first name on it, too?
I don't know why you guys feel a way about it.
Because nobody puts their own name on their jersey.
You'd be surprised.
With their junior high number? Come on, that's a special kind of weirdo.
With all sorts of numbers.
Yeah, like Uncle Rico does stuff like that.
Yeah, you're the Uncle Rico of Cowboys
fans. Yeah, like when he sits outside of his van and videotaping himself.
Yeah, okay, well, that's never been a thing.
As if like, there's a chance they're going to call you down to play. God almighty, we don't have a safety. Six, Santiago, come on! We can use you.
You're just mad because mine actually looked good on me.
It was a nice jersey. I'm just saying, but it's weird that you put your own name and your own junior high number.
It's not that uncommon. Like I thought as somebody who go to games, you would see a lot of them. A lot of people do that.
All right, question for the group. Question for the group.
Yeah.
To take us out of this nastiness. Can you tell me who has the highest wide receiver cap hit in the National Football League this season?
You're a jerk.
I'm just asking a question.
Kenny Golladay.
Yes. How many catches does Kenny Golladay have in four games?
Three?
Two, actually.
Same as Trevon Diggs.
He has two. How many times has he been targeted?
Eight.
Six. He's got a whopping two catches for 22 yards.
I don't think he's going to be here for long. I'll
Holy
tell you that.
Moly.
I don't think he's going to be here for long.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.